Sally Condy, and I'm the author of The Matched Trilogy, and Atlantia, and Summer Lost.
I'm Ashley Kennedy.
I'm Margaret Yakabuchi.
So, was Summer Lost influenced by your childhood?
Yeah, Summer Lost was. I wrote a lot about the town where I lived when I was growing up, and this job that I had as a kid, and then also my best friend when I was 12. So more than any other book, it's about my childhood.
How else do you get inspiration for your books?
Oh, there's a lot of ways I get inspiration. Sometimes I go somewhere new, like a different town or a different country, and that's helpful. But a lot of it is just close to home, like thinking about stories that I liked as a kid, or I'll get a random idea from something my husband says. So it all just sort of happens in different ways, but mostly kind of day to day.
What got you interested in writing?
That's hard to say because I was so little. I can't remember, but I think I just liked telling stories, and I was bossy when I was a little kid, so I liked being the boss. And if you're the one telling the story, you get to say how it ends. So I think that was part of it.
Yeah. And why did you write Summer Lost around, like, your childhood?
Oh, that's another good question. You guys are... I haven't seen these before, so they're stumping me a little. I don't know that I chose to. It just sort of happened. And then, but the reason for doing that, I think, is because it was such a cool place to live and an important year of my life. Like, if I'd written a book about being 9 or 10, it wouldn't have been the same. I think 12 was just a big year. So, it's a great question.
Do you have any tips for students who are or want to become authors?
Yeah, so I would say write a lot and read even more. And also, if you have a chance to spend the day writing or to do a cool thing, you should do the cool thing because it'll give you more stuff to write about later.
What made you write Reach from, like, 3 different perspectives?
That's a good question, too. So Reach has Kasia, who's the main character. We've seen her the whole time. And then the 2 boys that are in the book, and they're all, like, have equal point of view. And I decided that because I felt like at that point it was everyone's story. And also they were so far apart from each other physically in the country that if we didn't know what they were each thinking and doing, we wouldn't care about what happened to them at the end. Yeah. Does that make sense? So... Do you have any more?
How long does it take you to write your books?
So the fastest book I've ever written, it took me 9 months. And the longest it's taken me was 3 years.
Wow.
And that was long. That was too long.
Which one took you 3 years?
It's the one I just sent to my editor again. So it's not published yet, but it probably will be.
Which of your books did you enjoy writing the most?
That's a tricky one to answer because the Summer Lost was the most fun to write in a lot of ways because it was going back to my hometown, but it's also the saddest book I've written, and so in other ways it was hard. But overall, I would say that one.
Do you enjoy writing in general, and is it stressful?
Yeah, I do enjoy writing in general, and yes, it is stressful sometimes because almost every day I get stuck and I can't figure out what I'm supposed to do next, or it's too hard, or I'd rather watch TV. So I always have to sort of bring myself back to it. But then it's kind of like running or exercising. Like, you don't always want to do it, but after you finish, you're so glad you did. It's kind of like that.
When your first book got published, what did you feel?
When my first book got published, I felt excited and relieved and kind of scared because I didn't know what people would think of it. So I felt all of those things, but probably the most was excitement. Just happy.
Yeah. Cool.
Thanks.
Yeah,
are we out of questions? Those were great. Thanks, you guys. And you guys are very quiet out there, too. Thanks,
you
guys.
Any questions that you wanted to ask?
Yeah, so I have one that's in with my editor, so I still have to revise that. When I say I've turned it in, it doesn't mean I'm done.
Okay,
I'm sort of never done. And then I'm also working on something else right now.
Okay.
Great. And right here in the red.
So are you going to work on another trilogy? Or?
Right now, the one I just turned in is a standalone, but I actually just had an idea for a sequel a couple of days ago. So I have to talk with my editor and see what she thinks, but it might be more. Yeah, we'll see. And the plaid. Do I ever think of writing historical fiction? I do. I would really like to. I'm kind of a World War II junkie, like the London Blitz stuff. So I would love to write a historical novel set in London. I did study abroad there, and I just love that town. But I haven't done it yet because there's so much research. You have to get it right. So we'll see. Then in the gray. So one of the inspirations for that series is my husband, his sister was dating a guy that he didn't like. And my husband's an economist. He writes algorithms and code for a living. And he said jokingly, what if I could write a code that lined up everyone perfectly and there were no mistakes and you met the person in the whole world that you were most supposed to be with? And he was just, you know, making that up. But I thought that'd be a great idea for a story. And then I made it evil, you know, so.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
It's what you do as an author, yeah. Right here?
Do you have a favorite genre you like to write in?
I like writing in all the genres I've written in. Dystopia was fun, sci-fi was fun, contemporary was fun. It's hard to say which I've liked the best, because by the time I've written something else, I've been ready to do something new, so then I like that one the best, you know, so it kind of depends. In the orange. Yeah, I don't. So I've become really efficient because I have little kids. And until next, so right now I have a kindergartner, but we're only half day. So I always have kids at home usually. And so I usually write in my office. Like I've learned how to just write in my office. But last week it was, I went to the beach and I thought this will be a disaster. And I actually wrote really well at the beach because the water sound is really nice and it felt great. So maybe I should just always be at the beach, I'm thinking. Like that. Yeah.
What was your first job, and did it have any way to be, like, was it any way at all related to writing?
Oh, no, but I should. So were you in the last assembly?
Yeah.
So I talked a little bit about being a child actress and that, but I don't ever really consider that a job because I didn't have to work. I just sort of wandered around and eavesdropped, like I said. But I did put that in the book. But my first real job was I was the shave ice shack girl, like the girl who makes the shave ice in the shave ice shack. And that should be in a book sometime, because you learn a lot in the shave ice shack. Like, how many people...
The shave ice here is not as good.
Is it not, as in Utah? Yeah. Well, I ate so much shave ice, and we had no bathroom. So I would have to just run across the parking lot to the sporting goods store and be like, me again! I had three shave ice in the last hour. Yes?
You said that sometimes you'd rather watch TV. What gets you to start writing?
That's a really good question. Usually it's, were you in the presentation last R2? So I'm kind of obsessed with sports because I'm not a professional athlete, clearly. And so sometimes I'll go watch like a swim video or someone in the Olympics or the highlights reel from sports the night before. And I remind myself, like, if you want to be good at this and you want this to be your job, you have to spend the time and you can't just watch TV. As I'm watching TV, I think this. And then I go back and... and get back to it. Or sometimes deadlines help because I'm like, I don't get paid if I don't do my job. So that's a good motivator. Right here.
How much on average do you think you write per day when you're
up? So I'm working 5 to 6 hours per day, but some of that is not writing. Some of that is just sitting and not knowing what to do. So I don't know if that like if that counts. Some of that is me going, I don't know. And sometimes I count my reading time as work time because if I get really stuck, I'll read something else. And even though I'm not writing what they're writing, it'll give me an idea. Like, yeah, I want to get back to this. I want to keep working. Right here?
I know this is kind of hard. Hard question. Do you have, like, a favorite book or favorite book series?
Yeah, Harry Potter is my favorite book and book series. Mm-hmm. I love them. Right there? That's a great question. I don't usually call in the middle of a book, and I don't know why, but I do have friends who I'll talk about my book with, and that will be helpful. And then sometimes, usually at the end, I give them the first draft, and they'll point out problems for me. So that's where I usually turn over. And their fellow authors that I've met will read those, and I read their stuff when they need it too. We sort of pass it back and forth. So right here. Oh, I don't ever get to design the covers of the book. They have a professional artist, like an art department at the publisher, and so the graphic designers and the photographers will put together the cover for you. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, right here, and then we'll go over here.
Other than you, is your favorite author J.K. Rowling, or do you have
one? Oh, I do love her. Yeah, I guess she probably is. Another author I really love is Agatha Christie. She writes mysteries, and she's one of my favorites. She's kind of an older author, but...
Have you met J.K. Rowling?
No, I haven't met J.K. Rowling. I wish, nope. Back here?
What's your favorite movie that you've ever seen, besides if you've ever watched the Harry Potter movies?
Yes, that was a good caveat. You were thinking. There's a book called, or a movie called Hero, and it's a Chinese movie, actually. There's also an American movie called Hero starring Dustin Hoffman. It is not that movie. That movie's fine. But it's called Hero, and it has martial arts in it. And there's different ways to the ending. I don't want to spoil or anything, but you're not completely sure what happened until the very end of the movie, and it's got a really cool twist. So that is my favorite movie. I've watched that a lot of times. Yes.
What's your favorite movie that got adapted?
My favorite movie that got adapted from a book, it's probably the first Harry Potter, just because I was old enough that I remember when it first came out and I'd read the book before, and so it was just really cool to see Hogwarts come to life and, like, the characters. And I thought the characters looked right, you know, like, I don't know, so, yeah.
Just a random question.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think about the names a lot. Like, when I'm reading a story, like where Hogwarts might have come from, and yeah. And I think she put a lot of care into her names, so I think she wants us to think about them in that case. But yes. Oh, Abby had one more, is that?
Okay, yes.
Ashley, sorry, I said the wrong name.
It's okay. Do you think that your Matched series will ever, like, get adapted into a film?
I don't know, because it was. Disney bought the rights to it. And then they sort of let them fall. Like, a lot of people didn't go see the last Divergent movie, not as many, and so Hollywood sort of backed off all the other dystopian stuff. It's really weird. You never know. But maybe, so it would be cool if it did.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
So this isn't about your writing, but which is your favorite Agatha Christie?
Favorite Agatha Christie is either The Murder on the Orient Express.
I've read that one.
I love that one. And they're turning it into a movie this fall.
Oh, yeah. And Daisy Ridley's going to be in it.
Yeah, with the girl from Star Wars. And it has a great cast. And then I also really love The Murder of Roger Ackroyd.
I haven't read that one.
Prepare to be dazzled. It's so good. That's a fun one. Do we have anyone else? Or?
Okay.
Last
one. I think I know why they stopped making, like, all those...
That is the perfect way to end. Like, it does. We all do sort of feel like, wait, we were writing this for fun and so that it wouldn't happen. And it's a little eerie, yeah. Yeah, too close to home.
So guys, what
did
we say? You guys are really lucky because this was an extra bonus. So
you guys are great. Thank you. Thanks, you guys. Those were awesome questions.
Thanks for coming.
Oh, no problem. I'm sorry I called you the wrong name.
It's okay.
I know what your name is. You guys are great interviewers.